Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra show on channelradio.co.uk/2 and bizradio.co.uk on this Friday, the 29th of June. It's the end of June already. Seriously, where is this year going?
It's nearly Christmas.
Absolutely flying by. I am joined in the studio today by my fabulous co-host, Richard Bell from Tellintelligence.
Good morning, everyone.
We're back with the security expert today. So we've got some security advice to give you on your business. And our guest is going to be the lovely Gail Berry, who is the founder of Berry & Blossom. Gail couldn't make it into the studio today, so we're going to be giving her a call a little bit later on the show and finding out all about her business, Berry & Blossom, and also the work that she does with a charity called Love Support Unite, which is amazing. Gail does fantastic work. This week's show sponsor is the fabulous guys at Orchard Employment Law, Gemma Fairclough Haynes and her team. So good morning to them. We want to hear from you, the listener. It's been a bit quiet out there in Twitter world today. I don't know where everybody is, probably out in the sun.
Well, that's where I would be. There's no excuse. There's no football on.
Exactly.
What's the other thing that people watch now? Love Island. That's boring, so there's no excuse for you to be watching that. So
I guess they could be working. They could be working, couldn't they? It's Friday. Who works on a Friday? But you do, if you are about and you are listening, let us know what you're up to. Are you out on the sun today? Are you working? Give us a tweet at Bunker Extra with an X on the Twitter. Hashtag be extra and be bunker. Or give us a call. Go on, I dare you. One day somebody's going to call me. Call on 01233 220035. 02233 220035. Did you get that? 220035.
That's why no one ever calls us, because
I always get the number wrong. They can't understand the number. You can also email us at bunkerextra@gmail.com if you've got an event coming up. It's going to be one of those days. Yeah. I've been poorly all week. I'm out of my sick bed. I'm fine. My brain's not functioning properly. Give us an email at bunkextra@gmail.com. If you've got events coming up. Now, there's a theory that things quiet down come into July and August. People is like, it's summer, people stop working. I don't know. Is that a theory? Do you reckon people switch off come into the summer months?
I don't think so. I think that's where there's a better opportunity to do different types of events out in the sun.
Exactly. Summer parties.
Yeah, absolutely. Barbecues, business barbecues, all those type of things that are yet to still be had.
Brilliant. Well, let us know what's going on, because we want to share the events out there. Do give us an email. Now, on last week's show, I was joined in the studio by Gemma Fairclough Haynes, and our guests were Gemma and Matt Bevan, who are the owners of The Dining Room. Now, The Dining Room is a new type of, they don't like to use the word networking, but it is networking, it's meeting, but it's a fine dining club where they meet once a month in different restaurants throughout Kent, and they've now opened a branch in Essex for business owners and directors to get together, have a nice meal and talk, which is networking. Yeah. Everything you do is networking. Everyone you speak to, you're networking. But a fantastic, a different way of doing things, which is nice, in a nice, relaxed environment. So do check out their details, thediningroom.co.uk. If you missed that show or any of the previous shows, they are now all available on the Biz Radio website, bizradio.co.uk. Click on the extra tab. You can listen to them, or you can download them as a podcast and take us wherever you go. We've got loads of events to talk about. I managed to fish around last night and find some good bits and pieces that are coming up in July. And we've also got a few shout outs on the Twitter. I've got to say good morning to the lovely Emily from Pink Spaghetti at pinkspag_Emily on the Twitter. She says, morning, everyone. This week has flown by, hasn't it? Hope you have a great show. Thank you, Emily. Emily is just a little buzzy, busy person out there. She's all over the place. She's networking, she's meeting with clients, and she's only recently started her business the end part of last year. So you're doing really well, Emily. It's great to see you so active on social media. And we'll have a quick shout out and hello, good morning, Laura from Tenterton Twilight. It has been a hot week. I bet it has been hot for you cleaning those toilets in this weather. Can't be nice. But I know they're going to be sparkling clean. Last, was it during the week, Laura? She sent me a picture of the flowers outside one of the toilets. And it's very pretty. It's very nice. Yeah. It's very, very good. So what have you been up to, Richard? Anything exciting?
No, I've actually been sharing my time in and around Kent, a little bit of London, and recently come back from Dubai working with a client.
Not much, just come back from Dubai, as you do.
And thankfully, it's not as it wasn't as hot as it is now there. It's near the 40s, 42s, which is just not fun.
No.
It isn't fun. But still, we've got the great weather here. I've been speaking to clients a lot, which we'll touch upon in a short while, about how incidents affect them and whether, you know, whether it be a data breach or a significant cyber attack, how that really affects them. And, of course, there's still quite a lot of work to be done in that dreaded GDPR world.
Did you just swear on the radio?
which everyone seems to think has just gone and there's more work to be had. But certainly, if I say I've met 9 out of 10 clients, then 9 of those clients have still got lots of work to do in that GDPR land. So I'm sure many of our listeners and many businesses out there, not just in Kent, but all over the place, are still struggling to interpret what those regulations actually mean.
Well, I think that's the trouble, isn't it? They made it so confusing. No one actually had a clue what they had to do.
Everyone's done their best at this. And, you know, certainly the advice that I'm giving clients is as long as you're able to demonstrate that you've had that stab and that you've covered a lot of the significant bases around consent and how and why you process and how you control it, then you're not in that space where you're going to be ruined overnight.
No. At least you've made an effort. That's good.
Absolutely.
Cool. And we were talking about, wasn't it, because you went to the Keebler Awards.
I did, yes.
The other night, which was a huge event.
It is a big event. It was a hot event. It was my second, first time going as a fully-fledged member of Tellintelligence. We had a good time. It looked like everybody else had a good time. I do seem to remember shots at one stage and a cab home. There was a bit of dancing. I think at some stage I was Beyoncé.
Oh, okay.
In my mind, anyway. I don't know what it looked like otherwise. No ambulance was called.
No, that's cool.
Congratulations to all those winners that did well and those that didn't collect the award but got nominated. There were some really good businesses that were being recognised out there.
Yeah, it's good. I think that's the thing, isn't it? Even just being nominated and being a finalist, it's all part of, it's really good for businesses because not only does it help highlight them, but it also helps you as a business look back on see what you've achieved. When you're filling out your application form, it's like, look how far I've come. Because people, we always say, and nobody ever does, you don't look back, you're always looking forward. You're like, I've still got this far to go. But you forget to look back and see how far you've come.
And to take time out and to enjoy and measure the success that you've had already to get there, because that influences and informs your future as well.
Absolutely. So, and helps change it as well. Yeah. I mean, I'm actually on Sunday is my 3rd anniversary in business, 3 years in business. And I'm looking back and how my business has shaped and developed, and I'm just going through another sort of evolving period at the moment. Yeah. And
I think congratulations to anyone. I mean, yeah. To maintain business, to get a business off the ground and to maintain it over 12 months, let alone 3 years, 5 years. Mm. Some of the smaller companies have been going a lot longer.
Yeah.
Ours have been going 5 years. It takes an incredible amount of will, power, belief and talent that you surround yourself with. Now, whether that's your resource or your extended associate resource or whatever.
Exactly.
Hats off to everyone that does business. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, thank you. I know, I need to have a party, don't I? Hang on, what's going wrong here? As if only I knew a party organiser that can organise a party for me. I have to say, I ran an awards for a ceremony on Saturday evening in London for the fabulous Nicola Hewlin from Empower Mums in Business. She ran the Mums in Business Awards, and it was a different type of award. So it was about mums in business, but it wasn't your typical, you know, business women of the year and startup and tech and all that. It was about the different attributes brought to business, and specifically by mums in business. It was courage, it was inspire, it was commitment and all those type of things. We had a fabulous evening up at the Holiday Inn in Bloomsbury. It was really great evening, very well run, if I do say so myself. It was a hard, tough night just making sure everything ran okay. But it was a fantastic evening. So well done to all the mums in business that were there. It was great. It was fantastic. And also talking about anniversaries, we do have to give a huge shout out to Kate Mirren and the team at Athelbray Limited, who this year are celebrating their 20th business anniversary. Thank you very, Kate, for the little present that you left for me and Paul. It will come in very useful. Thank you very much. I might post a picture of it later if you're wondering what the present is that Kate gave us.
I think you need to post a picture of it now.
I just realised as I said that, hang on a minute, people are going to be wondering what me and Paul have got. Thank you, Kate. But congratulations to them on their 20th anniversary in business. That's amazing. And talking of them, actually, I mean, Athelbray run a series of fantastic trainings for businesses. And they've got a new one that they've been running recently, which is called the Assertive Communication. It's for individual members of staff, and it's been proved really popular. Leanne, their trainer, delivers a fun, interactive and structured day that provides delegates with confidence in their own communication style and the ability to handle those more challenging in their conversational, I'm sorry, people. I'll try not to say any long words today, then I won't get them wrong. Conversational style. They've put on another event because it's been so popular. So on the 11th of July at Brands Hatch Place near Falkham, which is 20 minutes from Dartford and 25 minutes from Maidstone, there is a assertive communication training day. It's a full-day course from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. with refreshments and lunch, and the food there is amazing. They're offering, as part of their 20th anniversary, a discount for people. So give Kate an email, kate@athelbray.co.uk, which is Athelbray, is athelbrae.co.uk, kate@athelbray.co.uk for information. Reserve your place. On, do you have difficulty communicating with your staff? Because sometimes it can be tricky saying the right things in the right way, especially these days. Yep. You say it wrong, you get sued.
Yep.
What have you got over there?
I've got a couple of topics that are quite close to my heart. The first one is street soccer sleepout. It's at the Pressfield Stadium, which is a lovely football ground of the Gillingham Football Club. And from 7 o'clock on Saturday evening on the 30th, when's that?
It's this weekend.
This weekend,
yeah,
isn't it?
This weekend.
Oh, yeah. From 7 o'clock tomorrow to 7 a.m. on Sunday. Everyone's sleeping out, and the sleep out is simple. For one night, you give up your luxury bed and swap it for a sleeping bag under the stars at Pressfield Stadium. Sign up for this now unforgettable and probably a little bit uncomfortable experience.
I can imagine there's not going to be much sleeping going on, to be fair.
No.
With the bunch of them that I know are doing it, they're going to be partying all night.
What better way to party than be on a football field?
Exactly.
For more information, visit www.streetsoccersleepout.org.uk.
Fantastic.
And then I promise I won't say GDPR too many times this show, but there's an event called Living With GDPR, like it's some sort of ailment. The next stop is DPA 18. And for those of you that don't know what DPA 18 is, it's the reinvented version of the Data Protection Act 2018, which came into force on the same day as the General Data Protection Regulations, GDPR, from Europe. And in essence, it becomes the UK's instrument to be able to fulfil their functions and the security natures of GDPR.
Right.
Because, I know a lot of people say that, you know, Brexit means that we're not going to apply to it. In fact, actually, Data Protection Act 2018 and some of the subsidiary papers that follow it are probably going to make it more secure than following GDPR. But they've got an event on the 19th of July, 5:30 p.m. to 8, Kent Space in Chatham, just here. It's a free event.
Not this one. This is in Chatham, not in Ashford.
Oh, is it? Mm. Okay. I must spend a bit more time in Kent.
Chatham and Ashford aren't the same place.
It's all Kent.
No.
It's all Kent. When you come from London, it's all Kent. It all feels like I'm always going out on holiday.
Ashford is definitely not Chatham.
We'll speak about that after the show. I'm sure she meant to apologise for those people from Chatham.
Absolutely.
Where at this event, you'll get to pick up some useful tips on how to live with the ailment called GDPR. And for those to understand in greater detail what it means, and actually makes a very good point here that says there are no real GDPR experts out there.
Mm.
It's still a new space. You know, I wouldn't claim to know anything more. I know a version of events of it. But certainly looking at what Andy Stiles, Joanne Fraze and Anna Wilkerson are going to be talking about, it seems as if it's a really good sort of approach around simplifying some of the real complicated issues around subject access request, ICO engagement, all of those bits that really do put people off and put the fear of God into them. GDPR is still a good thing for business. So embrace it and certainly get along to this event. You can find them on the Eventbrite app with Living with GDPR.
Do you check it out? It's one of those things, isn't it? When you're running a business, you're ever evolving, ever growing. You've got to learn. You've got to keep up to date with everything that's going on with regards to running a business. It's a free event, so do check that out. Here's another event that we're going to talk about, and then we'll cover the rest at the end of the show. But this one is, we were talking before we came on air, Richard and I, about LinkedIn and how powerful it is these days. It's a great business tool for building those B2B connections. Yeah. But how do you know how to use it properly? Now, there's a couple of events coming up next week. This one is run by our very own and fabulous Molly Wright from Molly Moodle Media. She is running a How to Use LinkedIn for Your Business and for Personal. It's on Thursday the 5th of July from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at Dragon Co-working. It's, as I say, she's just going to look at you, look at the basics and help you set up your LinkedIn properly and how to use it. Like many social media users, you may have noticed a drop in organic reach on Facebook. This has led to a lot of business owners changing their marketing strategy by posting their content on LinkedIn. But what are the rules for posting on LinkedIn? How much is too much posting? Are videos as popular as Facebook? So, I mean, sort of, they've always said that LinkedIn is the business version of Facebook, but it really is a true way of making great connections with other business owners and the people that you want to get in contact with. So do check it out. We all know Molly is a live wire and full of energy, and she will help clarify things in a fun and informative way. Check it out. If you go to Eventbrite and look up LinkedIn for your business, Molly's event will be there. It's free, so you just need to book up your place and turn up and turn on. Yeah, one of those days. We've got some more events which we'll cover towards the end of the show, but I do want to now talk with Richard about security, really, and cybersecurity. And I guess me, like a lot of sole traders or small businesses, often have the mindset, well, how does it affect me? Well, I don't have to worry about it too much, do I? Because, you know, I've got a small business, but that's not the case at all.
No, that's not the case. And it's increasingly becoming more important for smaller businesses. And we've mentioned the four-letter acronym beforehand. As part of those regulations, it actually says how you're supposed to protect, or that you've got to do an amount of effort that protects the data that's kept electronically. But what I wanted to touch on today is that because a lot of people, it seemed quite removed from cyber attacks, and a lot of the major cyber attacks that have happened in the past have been quite obscure in service or brand or whatever. But I just want to touch about in the last three months alone, you've got Dixon Carphone Warehouse and Ticketmaster. Now, those are two very much well-known household names that have gone to press, as they should, with the details around, you know, significant cyber attacks or a data breach associated with it. And that those two names alone, at some stage, you know, somebody in your family or in friends group will have had contact with them. You would have either have left any sort of details, maybe purchased online, certainly got some tickets. So your data is now at risk, and there's some very simple things that you can do to prevent those that risk getting any worse. But, you know, the data has been stolen now, so that data is somewhere off into the dark web, as they call it, and, you know, that is being auctioned off, and people will be buying that data, and that data set can form part of anything from your username and password, so your email address and your password, to any of those accounts or anything that's any of the information you've got associated with that.
That's the thing, though, isn't it? People are going, well, you know, why would they want my details? So these criminals basically are hacking systems.
Yeah.
They're stealing data, which, depending on how much data people give them, but it's always names, email addresses, and
there's various different methods that they can measures of success that they can have. So they might deploy the attack to identify credit card details. Mm-hmm. Now, in this case, in both those cases, the companies are saying that none of those credit card details were breached in any way.
Yeah.
And they've got specific contracts with their banking merchants that that state that if that happens, then, you know, that's the fines that they would receive will probably be more than GDPR or any information commissioner's office. So you would try and go for the important stuff, which is credit card information, which obviously has a direct impact on customers straight away, and that will last. But equally, everyone's personal data and certainly emails and passwords are incredibly useful, because if they can take one from a Dixon's car phone warehouse and they've bought that somewhere in the dark web, and there'll be millions of data sets associated with passwords and usernames, they will then use that information to target other accounts. So stealing from Dixon's, they might use it against a non-retail aspect that's still got an account and a personal data associated with it. And they'll try their luck with, and these are all bots, these are all computers that do it, it's not necessarily people. They will try their luck with that information that's been breached from Dixon's. Now, if your username and password is the same information for other accounts, and invariably it's never far off, if not the same, and you might change it by a one or a two, and they'll factor that into the variation, that's where the breach is likely to really have an impact on you. You know, Dixon's and Ticketmaster's will do all that they can that's possible to make sure that you're not impacted any further, but the data's gone. So, and, you know, the only thing that you can really do about it is change your password. Very simple. Yep. Doesn't cost much.
Yeah. Change your password. It. But change it on everything.
And if you use that password and email address, your Gmail account or whatever, email account on other accounts, then change it. Yeah. Because that's where they're aiming for.
So then what with the people that buy the data and they're trying to access other accounts, is, I guess at the end of the day, they're trying to get money in one form or another from... I don't understand. What do they use this data for?
So let's not romanticize the fact that these are little 18-year-olds that are trying to steal data to maybe set up a pizza account and start ordering pizzas.
Yeah.
Fundamentally, this is organized crime.
Yeah.
This is, you know, and there are various ways that the various groups that are associated with it. But large attacks are either state-sponsored or organized crime. Organized crime, they need all vehicles possible or all avenues possible to try and raise money for funds, for buying drugs, to fund terrorism, to do trafficking. So you're now talking about that breach at the car phone warehouse has significance on the world.
Dixon's, you meant, not car phone.
Yeah, or either or. Well, it's the same group.
Oh, okay, sorry, I'll let you off. I thought you were saying, don't say the wrong people, because otherwise they'll be suing us.
It's all out there, it's all part of the same group. But you know, now you're starting to talk about the world PLC. You know, in the UK, you know, we care about UK PLC, and, you know, and I'll touch on what the National Cybersecurity Centre can do and other agencies to protect our interests as a UK piece. But when you're starting to look at, you know, where this funding's coming from for state-sponsored terrorism or other acts of terrorism, trafficking and all those serious, horrible crimes, largely it's from these type of attacks, because there's very little chance of them actually being apprehended. So, you know, crime has taken a different sort of span of
that's
of control.
Really scary, isn't it?
And it literally is, you know.
I'm sure I'm not the only one who's never actually thought about the whole aspect of what the cybercrime means and what, oh, they've just got my data, it doesn't really matter. Well, actually, yeah, it does matter.
Yeah.
Big time. So how can we've got a couple of minutes to cover this. So how can people help protect themselves? You said they're mentioning a few resources out there as well that can help people protect their data and everything.
What I would say is I've got four top websites that I think people should visit. The first one is the National Crime Cybersecurity Centre, which is ncsc.gov.uk. Or there's CPNI, which is Centre for Protection for National Infrastructure, or there's actionfraud.police. All of those agencies, together with the National Crime Agency, all of that you see on the news and on the media, have actually got an incredible amount of guidance and simple words that can help you both at home and in your business. And they start with the 10 steps of cybersecurity, which it's is all the stuff that we've mentioned before on the show and lots of stuff that people would have ignored. But it's about making sure that you keep your updates, or, you know, keep your patching up to date.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're in control of your password. Make sure that your antivirus is on. It's all those simple things, yeah. But it's all a free resource. And they've got loads of posters that you can print off, you know, to engage with your staff, have those training sessions. All of that resource is free. Now, I have had the pleasure of working with those people in an operational function in a multi-million pound organisation up in London. Yes, they're interested in that because that's part of UK PLC, but they're just as interested as a small business.
Yeah.
Because if we go back to the organised crime aspect and where these and why this stuff happens, a lot of those groups, a lot of those testing groups, test out on smaller organisations,
yep,
using the same vulnerabilities that they know that they can exploit in a Dixon's group,
yeah,
or a Ticketmaster, and they will use you as the guinea pigs.
Oh, God, it's just so scary. We're here today. We're here to scare the out of you. So you think, hang on a minute.
Sunshine in there,
it's
fine.
It is perfect. We will post those websites up on the Twitter and throughout so that you can look those up. But do, you know, it can affect anybody and everyone. It's not just anybody else, you know. So just make sure you're secure. So that's our security expert spot for this month's show, which is fantastic. Thank you, Richard, for that. We're going to go to a quick break now, and then when we come back, we're going to be speaking with Gail Berry. So it is Friday the 29th of June. Here we go. This is the end of June. July is here. It's officially summer. 6 months till Christmas. I'm sorry I said it. Somebody's already been counting the Fridays to Christmas on Facebook. So depressing. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2 with myself, Amanda Flanders. My co-host today is the fabulous Richard Bell from 10 Intelligence. And we'll be back after this speaking to Gail Berry.
Isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Mm-hmm. And you come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me, say. Let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Come, coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Going out on our first date. Mm-hmm. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. Mm-hmm. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. Mm-hmm. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me, say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Come, coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new.
JobsInKent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, JobsInKent.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. 3 great speakers, 8 of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50 plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking event. It's an event not to be missed.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to Business Bunker Extra on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday the 29th of June. I am joined in the studio by my fabulous co-host, Richard Bell from 10 Intelligence.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have just been talking security and hopefully scared everybody into realising they need to check their security. And we have now on the phone the lovely Gail Berry. Gail, are you there?
I am here.
Yay, it worked.
Can you hear me?
I worked the phone. Very excited. Technology worked. Well, thanks for joining us on the phone today, Gail. I've explained, obviously, to listeners that you're from a company called Blossom and Berry. But we want to find out a little bit more about you and then what Blossom and Berry does and then the amazing work that you do with the charity Love Support Unite. So where did it all begin? What did you do when you left school? What was your first job?
Okay, well, I've had an interesting career. I first trained as a lawyer, so I went to Warwick University and then Nottingham Law School, started a training contract in London, and found quite quickly that law wasn't quite, you know, my future path. I was very lucky to be, you know, working for a great firm, but there was just something there that just wasn't kind of working for me. I didn't absolutely love what I did, and I didn't quite know what to do because obviously I'd invested a lot of time in my studies, and then I happened to find myself pregnant when I was only 26 at quite an early stage of my career, and it sort of gave me that opportunity to reevaluate what I wanted to do and how I wanted to spend my working life alongside my family. So I decided to kind of reinvent myself, if you like, and train as an infant massage and yoga instructor, and that was the start of my organisation Blossom and Berry.
So that was, so I mean, a lot of mums will probably empathise with you, the fact obviously when you get pregnant and when you have children that your focus has changed and everything. So why was it particularly the massage and that sort of area that you wanted to go into?
Well, it was something that I really hadn't heard of at all before I had my daughter. To be honest, I was a very, very nervous new mum. I'd never held a baby before in my life until I had my own baby given to me after I'd given birth. So that's how much experience I had. But my daughter had very bad colic, and a friend suggested, why don't you try baby massage? And at that time, I was prepared to do anything, because anyone who's listening who's had a colicky baby will know that it's very difficult for them because they're in a great deal of pain, and it's difficult for you as a parent. So I went along to the class, and I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with the fact that it's not just about learning a massage routine. It was about, you know, tuning into my daughter, letting her teach me what she needed, relaxing and trusting my instincts, connecting up with other mums, really sort of understanding that, you know, the way to make babies happy is to just listen to them, to tune in and just provide them with that consistent, responsive care. So I just sort of threw all the books out of the window and started to trust Emily to teach me and for me to trust my instincts. And from that moment, everything just sort of started to slot into place and flow. And I thought, wow, this is such an incredibly powerful and transformative experience for me. I want to make sure that every single new mom or new dad has the opportunity to learn about why touch, you know, is so important to babies. And there's so much research that supports why it's not only, you know, vital for their survival, but it's actually necessary to allow babies to thrive as well.
I guess that's the thing, isn't it? When, as a new parent, there's so many books out there and so many people giving you advice, and all you want to do is do the right thing by your child. And finding that right way is often difficult, and knowing what's available out there. So you didn't stop at obviously just taking your daughter to have the massage.
No.
That wasn't enough, but it was great because it was really good. Because I think, as you say, also as a new parent, as a new mother, and for the new dads as well, you haven't got a clue, have you? No matter how many books you write, you're always fearful about everything you do. So it helped you grow as a parent as well as teaching you new skills, which is great.
Definitely. So there's benefits for both you and babies. Mm. And the thing is that there's no such thing as, you know, like a vanilla flavoured experience of parenting. And all babies are unique. And I think that's the thing, is we need to celebrate our differences and understand that everyone, you know, is learning on the job and journeying in their own way. And that, you know, acceptance and, you know, not being judgmental is absolutely crucial. So all of the classes that I was teaching with Food Blossom and Berry and Baby Massage, you know, they're as much about celebrating, valuing and nurturing the parents as it is for the babies, because parents are babies' first teachers. So if they don't feel loved and celebrated and don't practice self-love themselves, then it's quite difficult to then be able to demonstrate that with your baby. So it all starts really with celebrating and supporting parents, and then from that love flows out into babies, and then babies interact with love, and you know, that's how you can actually make a really big difference. So
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So basically it didn't stop from you doing it, so then you decided to train to learn how to do it yourself, and then you started up Blossom and Berry.
Yes. So for a few years, I just taught local classes. I had 3 kids under 3.5, so that was pretty busy time of my life.
Busy, which you know.
Yeah, it was pretty busy. So I just used to teach around them, and that's the beauty of teaching for massage and yoga, is it is such a wonderful family flexible career option, because you support parents and babies, but you can also support your own family as well. And then after my son went to school, my youngest son went to school, I then kind of then became a teacher trainer, and then I formed Blossom and Berry, and I now have over 300 teachers across the world that are all teaching the importance of love and connection through nurturing touch, massage and yoga. So I'm very proud of all of them.
Absolutely.
And all of them have their own stories, and a lot of them have made the decision to train not only to support other parents, but to, like I said, you know, to support their own families and be there for their children too.
So when you started Blossom and Berry, was the idea that you were going to train other people to be able to spread the word and sort of spread the ability of the massage and the touch? So what was your aim when you started? Was it just to help the local people, or was it that you wanted to help as many mothers as possible?
I think initially it was to enable me to do something that I absolutely loved and support my family, because being with my family was my main motivation for training and having a flexible career. But then once I realised how powerful it was, and once I started to see the feedback from my local classes, I was like, well, I can only teach so many parents on my own, so what I need to do is now train people to teach what I've been teaching, because then the impact, you know, obviously is huge, with 300 teachers probably all teaching, I don't know, say 100 mums and babies globally around the world, you know, the numbers start adding up, and
Absolutely.
That's when you really start to see, you know, how it can make a huge difference. And when I get the testimonials back from my teachers, because we all talk to each other very regularly, and you see how you've affected, you know, a mum and baby in Australia or a mum and baby in Dubai, you're like, wow, you know, the power of people working together, basically.
Yeah, well, that's the next thing I was going to say, though. You say globally, so what different countries what different countries is Blossom and Berry used in?
So we are sort of global, because we provide online training, so anyone can train with us anywhere in the world. But we have a Spanish version of our site, so you can learn if your native language is Spanish. We have trainings in Mexico, Dubai, Singapore, South Africa. We're launching in Australia in November. So we have a mix of online training, so that anyone can access the courses if they want to, and obviously because a lot of my clients have got children, it makes it super flexible for them to learn. But then we mix that up with in-person training, so I'm flying to Australia in November to launch there and get our first Australia teachers empowered to go out and teach. So yeah, we're just sort of I'm kind of just looking, whenever these opportunities come, I'm a bit of a yes girl, so I like to kind of follow the opportunity and to share it as far and wide as I can.
That's brilliant. And the expansion, did you ever think it was going to be this big?
I kind of thought that this, I really felt very early on that I was on the right path.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said to me at the beginning, you know, what kind of business model are you going to have? And I was like, you know, I don't want to have a strict business model, which probably isn't necessarily good business advice. But I was very intuitive and very instinctive about what the decisions I made. I let my business grow very organically alongside my children, so I never put any pressure on myself, but I just responded to every opportunity. I think that I also chose not to take a franchise model because I felt that that would restrict my teacher's creative freedom. So everyone is connected to Blossom and Berry because we all share the same vision and mission, and I provide everything you would get with a franchise, but I don't restrict my teachers from, you know, using their own brands, because one thing that I really value in my business is creativity and freedom and expression. So yeah, when I created my business model, I didn't want to have any restrictions there. So it's wonderful because everyone is free to, you know, follow their own path.
Yeah.
But if they want to come back to the nest, it's there. So yeah, it's a great kind of, it works really well for me.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And then obviously this brought you on to beginning to get involved or discovering Love Support Unite charity.
Yeah. So basically, when I was 40, I wanted to do something to give back for all of the amazing years I'd had teaching and teacher training and being with my family. So a lot of the research that supports baby massage comes from orphanage settings where children have been touch deprived. So I knew how children in orphanages were really suffering because they weren't having this physical connection with their caregivers. So I tried to find an orphanage somewhere in the world that I could connect with and go and provide free training for their staff so that the babies had that vital touch. But initially, I got loads and loads of no's, like just, you know, huge amount of no's. And then eventually, rather strangely, I went to a festival and bought a pair of magic sunglasses called Love Specs. I had incredible fun with them and realised they were actually a product used by a small charity to fundraise. So I contacted them and they happened to run an orphanage in Malawi. And so Love Support Unite facilitated me to go out that first time to start working in an orphanage called the Ministry of Hope in the Longwe. And that was the start of me really starting to work with women and babies in Malawi, first in orphanage settings, and now we serve over 450 women in the community with our programs as well.
So tell us a little bit more about what else Love Support Unite do to help the women out there.
Yeah, well, so Love Support Unite, you know, the plan, working or co-founding a charity was never in my original plan. I went to go as a volunteer, and basically I fell in love with the charity. I fell in love with the two founders, who are the two most inspirational, selfless women that I've ever met in my life. You know, they've literally dedicated the last 9 years of their lives to setting up Tilianu Orphanage and also running our other community-based programs. And I also fell in love with the fact that it's a very transparent charity, it's very grassroots, it's very community-based. You know, we give the communities a leg up, not a handout. So we provide sustainable feeding programs for families. So families take a small loan from us, which they pay back over 2 years, obviously interest-free. And with that loan, they're able to buy seeds, tools, fertilizers to actually farm their own land. And then from that, they're able to harvest, have enough food to feed themselves for the whole year and for the next year. Plus, any excess money helps to send their kids to school and also to pay for healthcare. So it's a complete, once the families have the loan, they then are able to, you know, have their basic needs met. We're talking about food, nutrition, health and education. And because it's a fund, it goes back in to help another family. So it's a fantastic program and we've had absolute success with it. So I've learned about so many different things, sustainable development, permaculture, international development, all these things that I never ever thought that I would, but just really by learning on the job. As part of the charity, really.
What I love about the charity is you say it's about, you're not just giving handouts, you're not just giving things to these people, you're teaching them how to sustain for themselves by you're loaning them the money, which then they pay back, which I think is amazing, because it's just the amount that they must be able to learn from those experiences and having that help and guidance is a lot different to just be going, here's the money, go and buy your food, because it makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And it was something I learned very quickly when I arrived, is that, you know, often we think money is the answer, and not kind of money is like the band-aid on the problem, really. So the money that is raised by Love Support Unite then goes into these programs, which has a lasting effect because it is recycled back in. And actually, it's quite patronizing to just go out and feed people or give people money. It's much better to empower a family or a community to provide a solution to the problems of poverty, rather than coming in with a kind of Western style model that, you know, has been tried in paper. But actually the reality of working in Malawi is, you know, I had never seen poverty like what I'd experienced out there. So what you sometimes see on paper isn't the reality of you know, what actually happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's been an experience for sure, and a wonderful one. So
amazing. And haven't you recently received an award from the Prime Minister for your work out there?
Yes. So that was incredible. Like, actually, myself, Nina and Alice, who are all the founders of Love Support Unite, have all received the Points of Light Award from the Prime Minister from 10 Downing Street, which honours the volunteering work that we put into the charity, because I'm actually a volunteer, so I don't get paid for what I do, and Nina and Alice, you know, volunteer the majority of their time as well. So it's quite different to a lot of charities. Like, we're so small, we never want to be big, we want to be close to our communities, we want to be accountable, and, you know, we are the ones, Nina and Alice actually live in Malawi for 6 months of the year, so they're that connected to what we do. So it's a work of love and a work from the heart, rather than you know, a big organization.
It's absolutely amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. Unfortunately, the show is just not long enough. We keep saying that we need to campaign for a longer show so we have more time to spend with our guests. But it's been really lovely hearing more about your story and how you work with Berry and Blossom, and also, sorry, Blossom and Berry, got them in the wrong way, and Love Support Unite. So if people want to find out more about either of them, so Blossom and Berry or Love Support Unite, how can people find out more about helping?
So if anyone's listening and has kind of been inspired, maybe you're a mum or dad at home and you're looking for a family-friendly business, you can pop onto the website. That's blossomandberry.com, and there's loads of information there and lots of free downloads as well to give you an insight into what we do. And then Love Support Unite, we also have a website, which, you know, I think you're going to put a link to, and also
we also
sell Love Specs, which is www.lovespecs.org, and that they are our amazing magic sunglasses.
They're really cool.
Where all the profits go to the projects I've just been talking about today. And on a gorgeous summer's day like this, you definitely need to have your Love Specs on, for sure. So
definitely.
Check those out as well.
Fantastic. Oh, thank you so much. And we will put the links to the websites on the Listen Again post on the business, the bizradio.co.uk website, so you can visit Gail's two websites there. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work. It's amazing. I love hearing your story and how you've expanded. And we'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, great. Okay, thanks a
Gail.
Lot.
Bye. I just love it when you hear people's stories of how they got into their businesses and then how she's combined it with working with the charity and how they do. I was at an award ceremony on Saturday night that was running. And Gail, the supported charity for the evening was Love Support Unite. So Gail was there giving a talk about it, and she showed a video. And you say, again, it's something you don't necessarily think about. Do you think, okay, yeah, we'll just give money to help them? Yeah. But actually, you know, just giving money is not only patronising, but doesn't necessarily help them. But if you're empowering them to earn their own money and do their own things, it's a fantastic idea that should be taken forward.
I think we've just sort of got to a state with charity where you, particularly when we're looking at, you know, foreign delivered charities or out of nation charities where Comet Relief are in operation, you sort of forget about the actual real work that happens, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you do, you know, my trade-off is that I do a lot of charity work, therefore I'm okay, you know, I'm going to heaven. But actually seeing some of that, you know, what Gail was talking about. That's really interesting. I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Very empowering. So we have got a few minutes left of the show. So we have got a few more events we want to talk about. We've got to give a shout out to 10 Intelligence, who are listening in the office. Hi, guys. We're glad you're listening today.
Get back to work.
Go back to work, yeah. Why you're not working. Afternoon off, isn't it? It is Poets Day, after all.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
It is. Let's say hello to 62 at 62 underscore tech on the Twitter, and Clockwork Moggy, and Health Get Social. Good morning to all of you guys, and thank you for listening. And the lovely Lisa said, well, Lisa, are you back in the UK yet? You seem to be travelling a lot at the moment. Are you still in America? Are you here? Where are you? We've got a couple more events. Now, coming up, social media. Do you know what's happening currently in social media? Have you got your social media strategy worked out? Are you working with it? The fantastic guys at SEDSE Social Media Academy, Zoe Cairns and Gareth Cairns there, are running their next Social Media Digital Academy, which is on Tuesday the 17th of July from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Dragon Code Working in Chatham. And you can go and learn some quick wins and latest news and updates on social media. It is a totally free event. They ask you to please book on, but only if you're going to attend, because they are limited spaces. So only attend if you only book on if you intend to go. But the amount of information you can get from Zoe. Zoe is an international speaker. She's recently been speaking in Utah and at the moment is in Switzerland. You know, she is up to date with everything that's going on within the social media world. There will be a 15-minute Q&A session as well at the end of the meeting. So if you've got a particular thing that you're struggling with, you can ask, and there are tea and coffee. So if you want to book your free place, if you go to sedsesocialmedia.co.uk and click on events, then you can book your free place for that. It's worth it, because what there is to know about social media, Zoe knows it. So go and check it out. What have you got over there, Richard?
I've got an event about growing your business through leadership and management, which is brought to us by ProActions, the Business Terrace in NatWest. It's going to be on Wednesday the 11th of July from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock at the Business Terrace in Maidstone, and it's free.
We do like a free event. There's lots of nice free events out there.
Loads, yeah. I was having a little sort of a look through the Eventbrites and some of the other apps. There are an incredible amount of free events out there that people could go to. You know, whether they're good or not is a different matter. But it's
yeah, we can't tell whether they're any good. But if you can get free advice to help your business, absolutely, it's worth checking out. Absolutely. This one should be good, because NatWest often put on supportive events for businesses.
And I think one of the things that businesses tend to forget is, and leadership and management comes in many different forms. And they are two of the most important aspects of running a business. And this seminar will explore each of them and what it really means, and provide some top tips and strategies that will help people that go to it. You can book your free place on Eventbrite, growing your business through leadership.
Guys, the only thing I would say is shorten the title, please, of your event, because it's a very long title to look up on Eventbrite. But do check it out. It looks really good. Right, we have time for... Oh, you've got one more there, haven't you? A small one. Let's quickly mention both.
Okay.
Show me which one. Both of them.
Which one? LinkedIn for Business workshop with Jade Pluck on Thursday, July the 3rd, 9:30 to 12:30 at the Village Hotel in Maidstone. She will be going through, talking through the benefits of LinkedIn and how best to ensure that you become an industry leader in that space using your set of contacts and a lot of what you were talking about just a short while ago, and really sort of understanding that sort of social media platform and how best to use that. So that's certainly a good one. One that I'm probably definitely going to go to, because I do a bit of this, is Waffle For.
Not networking, they're just Waffle. Roland is running his next Waffle at Dragon's Co-working. When is it?
That's on the 19th of July, Thursday the 19th of July, 4 p.m. to 5:30. So not too much waffling. And that's at Dragon Co-working. And they definitely don't network. They just waffle.
And they do have lots of really nice waffles as well. Fantastic.
And for more details and to book your free prices, www.dragoncoworking.co.uk.
Check it out. And we have come to the end of another show. Can you believe it? How fast does that go? Thank you so much for co-hosting today, Richard, and giving us the shock that we all need to sort out our cybersecurity. I'm going home and changing all my passwords for all my accounts now. On next week's show, I am joined in the studio by our fabulous co-host, Molly Wright, and we are joined by guest Bonnie Jennings, founder of fruitbowl.com. Find out more about her business and what she does, and she will be on next week. Don't forget to listen to Paul's show on Tuesday from 1 till 3. He's got another great lineup of guests. We have had fun today, and we've got a lot done today, actually. Look at that. We've managed to pack it all into the show, and we've got like 10 seconds left. Do listen next week. Give us a tweet. Do let us know what's going on in your world. If it's got events coming up, please let us know. We want to share the events. And we will be back next week. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.
Channel 2.